Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you very much, Chair, and thank you, OICA, for that presentation. We are in agreement with most of the substantive issues, notably the fact that we will need at some point to manage the possibility of already approved vehicles to receive new functionalities that will become possible through remote updating falling under Regulation 156 currently. So we believe that it is of interest for the GRVA contracting parties to consider how regulations could be put in place since they have already been adopted. As UN regulations have stipulations on the technical characteristics of vehicles necessary for them to be brought to market, but the very process of putting them on the market is generally the responsibility of the contracting parties on the national and regional levels. And so we believe that to resolve this problem of bringing to market, as was stated by our Norwegian counterpart, is of the greatest interest to the regional and national authorities. And so we believe that this presentation would be very appropriate at the European level, for example, if GRVA is to look into the issue of the effective deployment of these updates for approved vehicles. We need to turn to the process around the design of vehicles, how to facilitate, for example, reading the history of updates and extensions, new receipts and downloads as implemented in vehicles after the first time that they were brought to market. Thank you.